the 346 MW Gibson City Solar Project, developed by Earthrise Energy and constructed by Burns and Amp. McDonnell achieved commercial operation in Illinois using Earthrise Energy's surplus interconnection strategy. By connecting through the existing switchyard of an adjacent gas-fired peaking facility, the project leveraged available grid capacity rather than requiring a new interconnection, illustrating one approach to accelerating renewable energy deployment while maintaining grid reliability. As utilities and renewable energy developers across the United States face growing delays connecting new generation to the electric grid, this project demonstrated faster ways to bring renewable generation online using existing assets. In addition to the innovative grid interconnection strategy, Burns and Amp, McDonnell paired advanced construction technologies and terrain-following solar trackers to reduce environmental impacts and improve construction execution. Interconnection has become one of the defining challenges for new energy projects, said Jami Stone, construction project manager for Burns and Amp, McDonnell. Projects like Gibson City demonstrate how developers can take advantage of existing infrastructure while combining innovative construction methods to deliver new renewable generation more efficiently. It's an example of how the industry can rethink traditional approaches to meeting growing energy demand. And we applaud Earthrise Energy for this creative solution to help bring clean power online faster. Spanning approximately 1,700 acres across McLean and Ford counties, the facility is expected to generate enough renewable electricity to power approximately 46,000 homes. The scope of work for Burns and Amp, McDonnell spanned EPC services. AZCO, a construction subsidiary of Burns and Amp, McDonnell, self-performed construction of underground electrical systems for a portion of the project, drove piles, and installed trackers and modules. The project team also provided environmental support, constructed a 34.5138 kV collector substation featuring a two-transformer station, and built a gentie line connected to a new line position in the existing Gibson City Energy Center substation. The site was built with union labor under the National Maintenance Agreement. Burns and Amp, McDonnell worked with NextPower to provide the terrain-following trackers, Shoals to provide the above-ground collection system, and SMA to supply the inverters for this project. Earthrise procured Runergy solar modules, high-voltage breakers, and transformers. The project was developed to serve multiple power purchase agreements. To support this coordinated operation, Burns and Amp, McDonnell designed and commissioned the project's supervisory control and data acquisition, SCADA systems, providing the controls needed to safely manage both generating resources. The Gibson City site also served as a proving ground for next-generation construction automation. Burns and Amp, McDonnell deployed AI software and robotics from Grit to install a portion of the solar modules on site. Grit combines AI and robotics to automate labor-intensive construction activities by creating intelligent systems that can be attached to standard construction equipment. At Gibson City, the Grit machines lifted and placed solar modules, reducing the need for repetitive heavy lifting while improving safety and productivity. The project also demonstrated how engineering and technology can substantially reduce construction impacts. Using NextPower terrain-following tracker technology, the design follows the site's natural contours, limiting grading to fewer than 40,000 cubic yards across the project's footprint. Compared with conventional utility-scale solar construction, the approach reduced grading requirements by as much as 90%, helping preserve existing landscapes, minimize erosion risks, and reduce receding requirements. Burns and Amp, McDonnell also worked with the owner to establish a native seed mix and start growth before mobilizing to the site, enhancing the appearance of the finished project. News item from Burns and Amp, McDonnell. Tell us what you think.